So, you have a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. It's about this guy named Freddy Krueger with knives on his hands, and he hunts you in your dreams, and then you die in real life.
Oh, very scary. Dreams are my safe space. They're the only place I can be my true self.
What's your true self?
It's me, but with much more money.
Oh, okay.
And a lizard tail.
Oh, very weird. So anyway, Freddy is terrorizing this group of teenage friends, right?
Terrorizing, huh? How so?
Well, for example, he presses through this wall in a super creepy way over this girl Nancy while she's sleeping.
Why? What do you mean? Why would he do that?
Because it's scary.
Who's he doing that for? If she's asleep, nobody's seeing it.
He's doing it for us in the audience.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And then he slices up this girl Tina and slams her against the ceiling and stuff.
He slams her into the ceiling? How is she still asleep?
Oh no, she's awake for that part. She's yelling at this guy Rod that's with her to help her.
So you don't have to be asleep for him to kill you in your dream? How do these powers work exactly?
Oh, inconsistently.
Oh.
Yeah, so anyway, then the police blame Rod for this, and he gets arrested.
The police think he dragged her around on the ceiling?
Apparently so, and so Freddy wraps a sheet around Rod's neck while he's in a jail cell, and he's just screaming for help.
Wait, in the real world or the dream?
Real world.
Okay, so far this guy that kills people in their dreams has killed two people while they've been awake and screaming?
That's right.
Well, okay then.
Anyway, so the main girl, Nancy, is also gonna get attacked, but as she's holding him off, her alarm goes off and she wakes up.
Wow, 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 wow.
Yeah, and so she starts to figure out that something weird is going on with this dream guy.
Right.
So later in another dream, she manages to wake herself up by burning her arm in the dream. And then she realizes she's been burned in real life too.
Okay, so pain wakes them up out of the dream?
That's right.
So wouldn't that mean that they'd wake up as soon as Freddy starts hurting them in a dream, and therefore Freddy can never actually kill them in a dream? And also, we've shown that Freddy can hurt people outside the dream, so why doesn't he just do that to Nancy?
Listen, sir, I'm gonna need you to get all the way off my back about Freddy Krueger's powers, okay?
Oh, okay, let me get off of that thing.
Thanks, it's just if I think something's gonna be cool, I'm gonna do it, you know? Rules be damned.
But you're the one making the rules.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, then Nancy's mom is gonna bring her to a sleep clinic, cause she's like, not sleeping is driving you crazy.
She doesn't think it has anything to do with the fact that two of her friends died horrible deaths within a few days of each other.
No, she's pretty sure it's this sleep thing.
Fair enough.
So then while Nancy's sleeping at the clinic, she gets attacked again.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and when she wakes up, not only does she have a cut on her arm, but she has Freddy's hat with his name written inside of it.
Well, that's physical proof that something supernatural is going on. They have to believe her now.
Yeah, you'd think so, but her mom still thinks she just needs to sleep.
Oh my god.
And then later, her mom confesses that she and a bunch of other parents killed Freddy Krueger.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they straight up burned him alive because he killed a bunch of kids and wasn't sent to jail for it.
So she's not at all fazed by the fact that her daughter pulled the hat of a man she herself killed out of thin air?
Not even a little bit. In fact, she tells Nancy this to help her sleep.
Very comforting.
So Nancy decides to get serious about this and take action.
What does she do?
Well, first of all, she gets a book called Booby Traps and Anti-Personnel Devices, which is apparently a book that a 15-year-old can get at the library.
Oh, booby. Traps are tight.
That was an awfully long pause, sir.
Yeah, I got distracted by my own sentence.
Wow, okay. So anyway, she puts together a plan to take Freddy down.
Man, it's gonna be tough for her to figure out that one if he controls the dream world and apparently the real world.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, she realizes that just like the hat, if she holds on to him in a dream and wakes up, she'll pull him into the real world.
But you said she was holding him earlier when she got woken up by the alarm clock.
Right, but that was different.
How so?
Unclear.
Well, okay then.
So Nancy tells her boyfriend Glenn that he needs to stay awake, and so he falls asleep immediately because he doesn't really believe her.
Has he not been dreaming about Freddy Krueger?
Oh no, he has.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, he falls asleep and then he gets pulled into a hole in his bed, and that's when we reveal that he had 500 gallons of blood inside of him.
Oh, that's not normal.
No, it's not. He probably would have died even if Freddy had left him alone.
That's way too much blood. Any doctor can tell you that.
Yeah, so then the cops show up.
Man, so what do the cops see when they look inside Glenn's hole?
Well, I mean, he turned to soup, so they can't really look in there, and even if they could, that's super inappropriate.
No, I mean the hole in the bed that he was pulled into.
Oh, right. Well, I wish I could tell you.
What? Is it a secret?
No, I just don't know.
Oh, okay.
So Nancy tells her dad, who's a cop, to come break down her door in exactly 20 minutes, and then she gets to work.
Gets to work? What do you mean?
Well, she rigs her whole place with a bunch of booby traps.
What? She told her dad to be there in 20 minutes. How is she gonna have time?
Well, she figures she only needs 10 minutes to fall asleep and get Freddy.
So she booby traps the house in 10 10 minutes?
Well, no.
Okay.
She does it in less than 10, because then she also goes to have a conversation with her mom.
Oh my god, this is the fastest girl alive.
Yeah, so then she sets a timer, goes to sleep, and tries to lure Freddy out.
Wow, 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 wow.
And then he shows up, so she runs away.
Well, isn't that what she wanted?
Yeah, well, it's spooky, so she runs away.
Oh, well, okay.
But then she remembers her plan and drags him into the real world.
Amazing.
And then after a big old struggle and her mom getting pulled into her bed, she manages to defeat Freddy by believing that he's not real or something.
Oh, that kind of worked out.
But then we're gonna reveal that the whole thing was a bad dream and we're gonna have a nice happy ending.
Oh, no.
What do you mean, no?
Well, we can't have it end like that. We need to leave room for potential sequels.
But the title's gonna be A Nightmare on Elm Street. It's literally all a nightmare.
Well, we can keep the title and the whole movie as is, but we are gonna have to make like a drunken gymnast and, you know, not stick the landing at all.
I don't know, can't we just have it be happy and she drives off to school with her friends?
Well, we can have them drive away if we reveal that Freddy controls the car, and then Nancy's mom gets pulled through a comically small window or something.
I gotta be honest, sir, I don't like that at all. It doesn't make any sense.
Oh, okay, well, I like it. You don't like it. I wonder what option we're gonna go with.
I guess your option?
Great, I'm glad we could agree on that.
Okay, so anyway, what do you think?
Well, I mean, full disclosure, we don't have any money.
Oh.
Yeah, so we're gonna have to go with some of these no-name actors, because we can't really afford to pay them much at all.
That's fine, I'm sure they'll be happy just to be in a movie. I mean, in all likelihood, this is gonna be the only motion picture they're ever in.
Probably. Then again, this Johnny Depp guy looks like he might have a promising career ahead of him.
Well, then it'll be the only motion picture he's ever in where a guy has blades on his hands.
I mean, well, yeah, that's safe to say.
Hey guys, it's Ryan here. Hope you enjoyed that pitch meeting. We have a ton of these on the channel that you can check out. You could also leave me a comment down below letting me know what other movies you'd like to see pitches for. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, share on Facebook and Twitter. Spread it around. And as always, check back soon for a new pitch. Bye-bye.